Hello, my name is Ivan, and you're reaching Local Splash. How can I help you today?
Oh, hi, this is Jessica calling you back.
All right, great. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for returning my call. Let me just pull up the account here. I believe it was regarding the Google Verify process, but let me just confirm. Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, yes. We spoke yesterday, right, and I was looking into see if maybe we could use a different type of license when it came to the Google Verified, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, awesome. I'm glad. So I actually looked in, spoke with my team, and it looks like, unfortunately, it does need to be a Class B license, but it looks like that would be the only thing that would basically hold you back from having the GV, right? Which is the Google Verification ads. Now, they're very useful, right? So maybe you like the way things are going with the license that you have, but if you ever maybe switch over to a Class B license, just let us know, and we can pass you over directly to our web design – I'm sorry, to our Google Verified specialist, and they will be more than happy to give you all the information with basically no strings attached, right? You're the one that's going to say, if you want us to start, then great, we can, okay?
Oh, okay.
Awesome.
So regarding what we spoke about the domain as well yesterday, and you said that if I wanted to purchase the domain, so I have a few questions. If I purchase the domain, do you think that that's what it's going to solve the problem? Like when my clients click on the ad, on the Google ad, but it doesn't show the website, do you think that that'll, correct the error, or do you think it might be something else?
So I would believe that the error is more in regards to the phone number, because there was a call tracking number there, remember? So we're, so we're having it switched over to yours, right? The primary number is going to be this one, the number that ends in 1830, right? So
yes.
I would recommend that we just wait for that changes. It should be done today, actually. I just confirmed with them. Once they're changed, go ahead and try to do the Google ads. And if the same issue continues, right, then maybe you would need to see why that's happening with the Google ads. Because, again, right, the only thing that Google, the Google ads really request is that the same phone number is on the website, right?
The website, okay.
That's correct. So I'm 100%, well, I will say 90% sure that it's the phone number. So just give it a day or two and then look into it again. If you do really need to purchase the domain, we can sell you the domain for a one-time charge of $99. And we can still go ahead and just host your website, okay?
Okay, sounds
okay.
Good.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for the information.
All right, no, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.